The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
Was had because of the attention that was being given to Judas. And so the apostles themselves were jealous of the attention that Our Lady and Our Lord were giving to Judas. But what it boiled down to was that Our Lady was giving him every grace possible for his salvation, and he rejected it. He rejected Our Lady to her face. And they say that that is the sin that caused him to finally lose favor with Christ, because he rejected Our Lady's attention.
Wow.
John 6, chapter 6, verse 72, quote, Now he meant Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for this was the same, for this same was about to betray him, whereas he was one of the 12. So that's kind of what you were talking about. But I knew you were going with this because I've listened to the same sermon from Bishop Sheen. And Bishop Sheen goes to the whole, by the way, Jesse Romero and Michael Hitchburn are in the, I'm in the room with them here at the USCCB conference and the Silent Stops Now rally. Remember in Bishop Sheen's homily, he says in that Irish brogue, Judas was biding his time. Remember the story of the alms. Judas is the one that complains about, hey, now you don't waste that oil. Why are you wasting that oil? And Bishop Sheen says at that point he was already corrupted.
Yep.
He was already gone then, and yet our Lord let him stay all the way through the ordination of the first 12 priests. Well, like you said, they were granted power when at the Last Supper to consecrate the host, to bring him back in the real presence, to do exorcisms, to ordain lessers beneath them as superiors. Granted all, he let him go through the entire ordination process, right? Mm-hmm. Before he let Satan take over and then go and betray, and then of course after he commits the betrayal. Ultimately, he comes to have remorse and regret over it, but this is for a mystic, not for me to decide, but I've read that that part of the gospel, as you know, he goes out and hangs himself and his entrails are hanging out and all that, that is this a caution to priests who are going to be ordained? Don't do what Judas did. Do not betray me, because there's no forgiveness.
You know what? The apostles and the bishops, they have much more responsibility. To piggyback on what you just said, it's in James chapter 3, verse 1. It just backs up what you just said now, where the cousin of Jesus talks about the office of a teacher. And in reference, he's talking about the bishops here. He says, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you realize that we will be judged more strictly. This verse here just makes me quake in my boots, because yeah. Those, and all of us here at some level, we're teaching the gospel, we're discipling people, and we're promoting the faith, but we don't have nearly the responsibility of a bishop. They're successors of the apostles, and the Bible says that you will be judged more strictly. And can you imagine 1 out of 13, that you did the math, that are teaching modernism, they're teaching error, that are teaching things that are just patently wrong. I can't even imagine standing in front of Jesus Christ at my particular judgment having a bishop's hat.
You know, I keep coming back to what I saw yesterday in the live feed of the USCCB Day of Prayer, where Sister Mary Pantsuit was standing up there,
Sister Mary Pantsuit,
giving a presentation with Our Lord exposed in the Blessed Sacrament. She was doing this in a room full of bishops, which means,
oh, when they pan the camera to the back, you see all of them.
Yes.
They're on in their white robes or whatever,
so,
that is.
Well, here's the thing. You have a room full of bishops. 300, 400 bishops, however many there are. We know that there are good bishops in the United States, but they were silent too. They were silent. They didn't do anything about this. They didn't.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this rally called?
Silence no more.
Silence. Yeah. Silence stops
silence
now.
Stops now.
Silence stops now. There was a story that I can relate to this. I don't know if you know who Father Leonard Feeney was.
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to CrusadeChannel.com, click the Join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.